CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven radio.
You're invited to Spirit 303, a weekly 60-minute showcase of all the most dreamy and danceable of acid house, techno, dream pop, and more. All across the modern and retro, from the mainstream to the underground, Spirit 303 delivers to the airwaves transcending beats for every soul. It's a trip you won't want to miss, and it's only here on CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting to you every Monday night starting at 9 p.m.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Howdy, folks. Joe here. I wanted to bring you a new program this week, but the news of the Jasper wildfire has hit a little close to home with so many friends and seasonal Churchillians affected. I like to bring some joy and fun, but I found it a little tough to do so today. And, you've been so patient through technical troubles on my end and, a few weeks off here and there. And I was happy to be back on the air last week. And I really do appreciate those that are tuning in and have tuned in. But if you'll indulge me, I hope you don't mind if we bring you one more classic episode from a few years ago. To all those affected in Jasper and to those who have family and friends out that way, my heart is with you, and I know they'll get back to business as soon as they can. We will be back next week, but until then, here is an old How Do You Do review. Folks, happy May Long Weekend to you, wherever you're listening, and no matter where you're listening, you are tuned into the How Do You Do Review radio program right here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, and on CJAM 99.1 FM on both sides of the Detroit River in Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan. You're also listening on Bell MTS Channel 713 here in Churchill, Manitoba, that is. My name is Joe Stover. Welcome to the show. How you doing? How you been? Hope you're doing great. Like I said, it's May Long Weekend across Canada. And if you're listening in Winnipeg on a Friday night, and it's only getting started, isn't it? My apologies to those listening in St. John's where it's Monday night. I guess that means it's almost over, so I hope you have some good stories to tell from your crazy weekend. And if you're listening in Detroit on a Saturday afternoon, well, I guess it's just a regular old weekend, isn't it? Just call in sick on Monday. Boom, long weekend. We're all about helping out here at The Review, so save your thanks, it's all good. We're going to start the show off here by getting two birds stoned at once. Not only marking the long weekend for those on a mini 3-day holiday, but also marking the 30th anniversary of the release of one of the pillars of 90s music, Weezer's self-titled debut album, also affectionately known as the Blue Album. Let's write a postcard to our friends here on the How Do You Do Review, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Away. You are friends and family. In 3 verse we will write a postcard to our friends and family. In 3 verse we will write a postcard to our friends and
places, but the place we like to get is up on the highway in the gravel pits.
We loves to go out in the good old gravel pits. We loves to go out there when life gets smelly. We can spray paint our names on the face of the cliff. Go up to the Irving for a Coke and chips.
Hitches off the camper and out of town we go. Out on the highway with everything in tow. The dog is in the back seat and grandfather's drunk. The youngster's in the trailer and the wife is in the trunk.
It's the 24th of May and we likes to get away. Up in the woods or going out the bay. There's all kinds of places but the place we likes to get is up on the highway in the gravel pits.
John is coming over and Sue and Henry too. We polish off a bottle and a pot of loaf stew. We tell a few stories and an awful lot of lies. Green boughs on the fire to keep away the flies.
The youngsters gets excited then they starts to bounce and jump. But when we piles in the car and goes up to the dump, it's cheaper than a movie so we all sit and stares. Up by the garbage boy you're looking at the bear.
It's the 24th of May and we likes to get away. Up in the woods or going out the bay. There's all kinds of places but the place we likes to get is up on the highway in the gravel pits.
Flies a newfie flag on an old spruce pole and drowns a few worms in the tractor mud hole. And listens to the radio, we plays it good and loud. A scoff on the Coleman stove is bound to draw a crowd.
And when the weekend's over, we're headed back to town. A half inch of sloppy snow lying on the ground. $100 for a butt who wants to be rich. We just had a lovely time out in the pits.
It's the 24th of May and we likes to get away. Up in the woods or going out the bay. There's all kinds of places but the place we likes to get is up on the highway in the gravel pits. Is up on the highway in the gravel pits.
From Newfoundland, that was Buddy Was His Name and the Other Fellers with maybe the best song written about May Long Weekend. The Pits, from their 1992 album, The Miracle Cure. Before them was Weezer and the song Holiday from the Blue Album, which came out 30 years ago last week. A lot of my favorite albums are turning 30 this year, as 1994 was a big year in my life when it came to music. I started buying my own albums. I wanted to know what my friends were listening to. I watched a lot of Much Music. You know, I was 12 and a half years old, so as much as I loved listening to my mom and dad's stuff, and I still do, it was time for me to forge my own musical path. my own musical listening path. Here's one that came out later in 1994, the second album by the band Sloan called Twice Removed, and it's one of my favorites. Shame, Shame on the How Do You Do review, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Shame, shame, because you couldn't say your girlfriend's name. For sure, I'll say it next time for sure. She's got the saddest handle that I know. No one even holds a candle. Who would blow out her flame? I'm overcome with shame. Shame, shame, because you didn't read all of Dame's names. You knew the damage it would do. She's just the brightest candle that
Hey, this is Sean Burns, and you're tuned to the How Do You Do review on CKUW.
Close, you'll see the tables are turning. Don't come looking for me, I'll come looking for you. Don't come looking for me, I'll come looking for you. I had a dream about you just the other night. Your hair was braided, I know. Step on a crack if you love your mother. We'll be right back.
on a crack if you love you.
some albums that have either turned 30 or will turn 30 in that three-song Canadian set. We just heard from the Tragically Hip with the last song off their album Day for Night. It's called Impossibilium, which I believe is a word that Gord Downie made up. It's not in the dictionary, but you can find it under I in the Hiptionary. We also heard from a few Haligonians, too, in that set. Thrush Hermit, before the Hip, with one from their EP called Smart Bomb. The tune is Hated It. And from the same city, and the same label, and the same year, 1994, that is. Starting that set was Sloan, with Shame Shame, which is on their breakthrough album called Twice Removed. And when I say the same label, I mean the same Canadian label, which is Sloan's own Murder Records, though Twice Removed was distributed by Geffen in an effort to get them to blow up in the United States. Didn't quite work out to the degree they wanted, but Sloan does mighty well when they head south of the border. So did you know? Were you aware of it? Sean Burns is back hosting the greatest country music show of all time on CKUW again. Back in, as he calls it, the highly coveted 11 a.m. time slot on a Tuesday morning. What a treat! And wouldn't you know it, Chris Andrews from the band Shanigunuk will be hosting his own weekly show on VOCM out there in Newfoundland, starting this week, I believe, called Our Songs. Two great dudes behind the mic. Let's do the old Sean Burns and Shanny double shot together here on the How Do You Do Review, another radio program that I hope you don't mind.
Well, Carroll County's appointed out as county squire. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. That's why it seemed like such a big event. What do we all call the Carroll County accident? The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life in four time. It seemed like Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. Long enough for her to testify that Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He'd lost it in the Carroll County accident. She drive him into town. Oh, no one even doubted what she said was true, because she was well respected in the county too. Oh, I went down to see the wreck like all the rest. All the broken glass, the bloody seats, the tangled. Behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band. And inside the ring, Walter Browning's hand. Well, it took a while to figure out just what it meant. A truth about Carroll County accident. Boy, it's all right.
with two chrome stacks, and she takes me where I want to go. Well, she long and mean, a hard-working machine, and the cab's got plenty of room. Well, I drive her straight to hell and back again. There ain't nothing that she can't do. Wow! Blue Anorth's got them, so you know I'm gonna haul them little piggies where they ought to go. So you can get your bacon at diners and you make them taste like heaven when you're on the road. Man, it's over to the border, and then I'm crossing over North Dakota, Minnesota, and then in St. Paul, where I drop my load, and I'll be turning right around and then. Make me get annoyed with you, and then I'm gonna ride your ass. Well, your little gold car's gonna crumble apart from the thunder coming out of my grill. Well, it's happened before, I'll tell you for sure. I ain't a made it back home, it's dead, and that's why I drive a big freighter liner, and there ain't nothing finer than a haul of your big old loads. When you fly by, you're gonna realize that the truckers are the kings of the road. Yeah, you need to get it. You know a trucker rider's over thankful when you're shopping around.
I die an old maid in the garden. Well, Three jolly rogues came in the pub, all on a summer's eve. We'll have a pint of Guinness, boys, before we take our leave. Yes, a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
Three jolly rogues came in the pub upon the summer's eve. We'll have a glass of wine, me boys, before we take our leave.
A glass of wine and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub all on the summer's eve. We'll have a half and a whiskey, boys, before we take our leave. A half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub upon the summer's eve. We'll have a mug of ale, me boys, before we take our leave.
A mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub all on the summer's eve. We'll have a dram of scotch, boys, before we take our leave. A dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
Three jolly rogues came in the pub upon the summer's eve. We'll have a little family, boys, before we take our leave.
A tot of rum, a dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub all on the summer's eve. We'll have a jug of punch, boys, before we take our leave. A jug of punch, a tot of rum, a dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
Three jolly rogues came in the pub upon the summer's eve. We'll have a jar of mead, me boys, before we take our leave.
A jar of mead, a jug of punch, a tot of rum, a dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub all on the summer's eve. We'll have a jigger of gin, boys, before we take our leave. A jigger of gin, a jar of mead, a jug of punch, a tot of rum, a dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Three jolly rogues stopped in the pub all on the summer's eve. We'll have a snifter of brandy, boys, before we take our leave. A snifter of brandy, a jigger of gin, a jar of mead, a jug of punch, a tot of rum, a dram of scotch, a mug of ale, a half and a whiskey, a glass of wine, and a pint of Guinness before we take our leave. Yes, a pint of Guinness before we take our leave.
A Sean Burns double shot, followed by a Shanny Ganuck double shot. That's great radio right there, my friends. It certainly makes it easy when you can play those folks. We heard from Shanny Ganuck there, both live cuts. The one that we just heard was Three Jolly Rogues, which is from their album Live on George Street, released back in 2010. That was recorded at the Rock House in St. John's, of course. Also recorded in St. John's was the song before that, an old traditional favorite called Old Maid in the Garret, which was recorded 10 years earlier in the year 2000. Live at O'Reilly's, Volume 1 is the name of the record. You can hear Chris Andrews and his new radio program called Our Songs on VOCM across Newfoundland on Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. I imagine I'll tune in on Sundays. And starting that set was two from Sean Burns. The song, Sean Burns and Lost Country, I'm sorry. The song before Shanny Ganuck was from 2021's Lo-Fi and Lonesome, and that was an Andrew Neville tune called Bigger Freightliner. He and Sean Burns have two completely different styles of country music, but a lot of Andrew's songs really seem to be right in Sean's wheelhouse in terms of his interpretation. We've played Town Song before by both artists. They're both beautiful country songs, sung by beautiful country music singers. Mm-hmm. Porter Wagoner made famous the tune that we heard to start off the block of tunes. That was Sean Burns and the Carroll County Accident. Sean is two episodes deep into his return to the airwaves, and it's like the Jets coming back to Winnipeg, or Ben Folds 5 getting back together. Something that you hoped, nay, dreamed would happen again. And when it does, it's pretty special. You can hear Boots and Saddle on CKUW every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. And he's also on campus community radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and Toronto. Maybe there's room on CHMR and CJAM. Perhaps. It's that time where the croaky crooner takes over the airwaves from his home here in Churchill, Manitoba. What does he have for us today? I wonder. Let's listen together.
Saturday morning sing song with the Croaky Crooner. Try a little Buffalo Springfield, because the song I was practicing ain't quite ready yet. Ooh, little harmonics. Not quite. There you go. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Yeah, I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Oh, what a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly saying hooray for our side. I think it's time to stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line and the man come and take you away. You better stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, children, what's that sound? Didn't practice that one much. Have a good Saturday, everybody.
Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. Or I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all war. Oh, I must
sky. Set off a mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Phil Oakes there with I Ain't Marching Anymore, which is from his Live at Newport compilation album released back in 1996, though that was recorded back in the early to mid-1960s over the course of a few of his appearances at the Newport Folk Festival. Before that was our weekly installment of The Croaky Crooner and his rendition of For What It's Worth, Stop, Hey, What's That Sound? As long as Croaky keeps pumping them out every Saturday, he'll always have a home here on the How Do You Do review. So will some new songs that have earwormed their way into my brain. I just heard the new Hovdy record. I think that's how you say it. H-O-V-V-D-Y. That's how I'm going to say it. Hovdy. And it's pretty solid front to back. I really do enjoy this one, though. Here's Big Blue from Hovdy on the How Do You Do review. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, and CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit.
Take a second, a minute, take your time. I'll say it quiet, we can be silent. That's when you know you're true as the sunrise. If you ask me, coming up on 31, all my friends are on my phone. Listening to Bootleg the Band. Loves her like a son, my mom said. If I would only call him back, I don't know why I don't do that. I don't know why I don't. So take a trip to Texas, get together with my friends. Searching for the right words, helping where he can. Have a quick smoke, sweet flower, I'm high. Old lady neighbor with her dog walking by. Smile and a wave, but he never gets a high or a hello. Yeah.
belly when you drive home. Hold tight, moon so bright, moving my hips from left to right. My, check my phone, feeling in my belly. Just intonation.
Three new tunes to finish this one off. We just heard from Of Montreal with Rude Girl on Rotation, which is from their brand new album released today called Lady on the Cusp. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing. Anytime Of Montreal puts a record out, you always wonder which direction it's going to go. Might be a nice little record full of twee folk ditties, or it could be outright chaotic. We might be seeing something closer to their Lousy for Sylvan Briar, I think that's what it was called. That record came out 11 years ago now, I think, and it had a little country influence. Anyway, yeah, looking forward to exploring this one. Before them was Remy Wolf with one called Cinderella, which is an absolute banger, and is from their album called Big Idea, which will be released on July 12th of this year. Might be the party record of the summer. Stay tuned for that one. And starting that set of new and future releases was Hovde and their song Big Blue from their self-titled record, which came out a few weeks ago. So good. Looks like we're out of show for this week. I want to thank you all for tuning in, no matter where you're tuning in from, whether it's on the radio, in your car, whether it's a live stream, maybe you're listening to the podcast. Either way, thank you so much for listening. The How Do You Do Review is produced for and by CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg and was recorded this week in Churchill, Manitoba. The show is also lovingly shared with our good friends at CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, and on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit, Michigan. Hello, Grandma. If you want to holler at me, you can reach me at howdoyoudoreview@gmail.com. We're also on the old Facebook, the old Twitter, and we've got a website that's in desperate need of updating. It's been crazy, but I will get to it. howdoyoudoreview.tumblr.com is where it is. And all our episodes can be heard, including this one, on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn Radio app, and you can find us on the Podbean app as well. That's who hosts our podcast. howdoyoudoreview.podbean.com. Thanks again for listening, folks, and we will be back next week.
Got a bike or some parts you want to put to good use? Drop them off at any of the City of Winnipeg's 4R locations on Panet, Pacific, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair, and bike giveaways. Since 2010, Winnipeggers have helped the Wrench divert over a quarter of a million kilograms of bikes and parts from the landfill, ensuring that anyone who wants a bike has a bike. Let's keep rolling. For more information, visit us at thewrench.ca.